Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak. The spirit grows numb.
Spirit grows numb.
When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love.
Sends down his love.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
On the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land.
He searched for land
in various ways.
Various ways.
Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. God sent him his love. Wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove.
Howdy, this is Ferlin Husky. You're listening to KNEL here in Brady. Stay tuned now for some more music that old Tracy's going to play for you.
Seems empty now since she's gone away. The music of her laughter is a thing of yesterday. The patter of her footsteps when she'd meet me at the door. The smiling face I love to see is gone forevermore. I see a cozy love seat where we used to sit and talk, and my tears fall on the carpet where my sweet baby used to walk. I know that there are others I could get to take her place, but none could touch her sweetness, none would have her grace. When her footsteps fleeted from me, it cut me like a sword. A goodbye told me she was gone, my baby I adored. I see a cozy love seat where we used to sit and talk, and my tears fall on the carpet where my sweet baby used to walk. So dainty, I held her in my arms. No one has her beauty has her charms. The picture of this angel within my heart enshrined will linger on forever. No equal will I find. I see a cozy love seat where we used to sit and talk, and my tears fall on the carpet where my sweet baby used to walk. My tears fall on the carpet where my sweet baby used to walk.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, Tracy, how about a couple of George Jones songs?
Well, I bet we could do a couple of Possum tunes.
Let's do A Window Up Above.
Okay.
A Small Time Laboring Man.
We'll do it. I think of your brother every time I hear a small time laboring man.
And your dad.
Yeah, that's true.
Those two.
That's
those
true.
Two.
I'll do it.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks a lot. Bye bye.
A dollar an hour, 8 hours a day, will soon make a young man wither away. I work for my family with my wrinkled hands, for I'm a small-time laboring man. 6 long days each week I toil and I sweat, but on Sundays my family gives me comfort and rest. Then again Monday morning I'll make tracks in the sand, for I'm a small-time laboring man. I'm a small-time laboring man. With my calloused hands, for I'm a small-time laboring man. 12 long months each year my life stays the same, making my honest dollar in the sun, snow, and rain. No, you don't see my family on the starvation plan, for I'm a small-time laboring man. I've been living a new way of life that I love so, but I can see the clouds are gathering and the storm will wreck our home. For last night he hugged you tightly and you didn't even show. This is true, for I've been watching you from the window up above. Must have thought that I was sleeping, and I wish that I had been. But it's best to get to know you and the way your heart can sin. I thought we belonged together. I was wrong, for I've been
watching you
from the window up above. From my
as the teardrop started, as I listened on and on, heard you whisper to him softly that our marriage was all wrong. But I hope he makes you happy and you will never lose his love. I lost mine while I was watching from the window up above. Now I wish I could be dreaming. I was wrong, for I've been watching
you
from the window up above.
Yeah, a couple of songs from the Possum for you tonight, George Jones. One called The Window Up Above. When George had that hit on The Window Up Above, he had this suit made, and it was the Window Up Above suit. Had a picture of a girl there. And of course, this guy looking down at her from the window up above, and it was all elaborate and everything with rhinestones and clouds and everything. Beautiful suit. And George wore it for a long time, and then he sold it to Frankie Miller for $100. And so Frankie Miller, in a moment of weakness, Frankie Miller gave it back to George Jones 5 or 6 years before George passed away, instead of giving it to us. And George has it in his George Jones Museum now, which is really neat. But it's such an awesome suit. KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. Grand Ole Opry star Billy Walker for Henry tonight from over in Menard listening to us. We appreciate that. Played this several months ago, and he asked me to play it again. Here's one called Till I Drink Milwaukee Dry.
I've got a heartache from being much too lonely. Oh, but a cowboy just ain't supposed to cry. I came in here to get rid of a hurt condition, and I'll sit right here in Dallas till I drink Milwaukee dry. I'm not proud. To turn to a mouthful of consolation while we sit right here in Dallas till we drink Milwaukee dry. Thank you.
Milwaukee Drive. While I sit right here in Dallas, until I drink Milwaukee Dry.
He's going to sit right there in Dallas, Texas, and drink Milwaukee Dry. Billy Walker for you. You laid a quarter down for a waitress nowadays, you're liable to get in trouble. But speaking of that, my darling wife Charla and I were having dinner last night at a local restaurant, and this waitress came up and was talking about how wonderful that the 32nd Heart of Texas Country Music Festival was, and that they had had the biggest day in the history of their restaurant. And this waitress told us that the people were so generous, all those country music fans that came from all over were so generous with their tips to her and the other waitresses. She told us that she was able to actually pay off a bank note that she had, and she was able to pay it off early because of the generosity of those country music fans coming in from all over to Brady during that 9 days. And that just really made me feel good, and appreciate that very much. Country music fans are loyal and generous and great people. I've definitely learned that during the last 35 years.
Yes, how about a good old Tony Douglas?
Tony Douglas. I'll do you some Tony Douglas tonight.
Okay, I got the other day I got to come in the museum and I found my Heart of Texas CD. We have the records and all, and I had gotten all of the Tony CDs that you had, but I was missing the Heart, so I was so thankful I've got to find it.
Did you get? So you got the Heart CD?
Yes.
Man, that's a great album, isn't it?
It is. It is.
It really is.
They're all good, but my favorite still is Faith Gospel album.
Yeah, you had some great stuff, no doubt about it. I appreciate you visiting the museum again.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to come back within the week, because I have some more Justin Trevino and stuff I need to find.
Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing you, okay?
Okay, we'll see you later.
Thanks, dear. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Heart, our world is falling apart. It's coming loose at the seams. She will ruin all our dreams. Start. That's when the teardrops will start. Soon she'll break you, old heart. Then what will happen to me? How can I face each new day alone, knowing she's gone? What will happen to me? Live. How on earth can I live when I've nothing to give? She was the whole world to me.
Thank you. wandered so aimless, life filled with sin.
Tony Douglas and All Those Shrimpers for you. One called I Saw the Light. Heard from Chuck Jennings' daughter this week, and Chuck isn't doing very well. Chuck, of course, longtime guitar player for Tony Douglas, and then he went on to work for Boxcar Willie there in Branson, Missouri for many, many years. And so we'll send out our thoughts and prayers to Chuck Jennings. He not only was a great guitar player and great singer himself, but he also wrote one of my favorite songs they ever recorded, one called His and Hers, that Mr. Douglas recorded, and great tune. Got the Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
This is Junior Brown, and you're listening to KNEL in Brady, Texas. Tracy, keep on keeping it country.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state on the highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hour
driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Yeah, it's called the Highway Patrol. There's one from the great Junior Brown here at KNEL. Good to hear from my friend Randy Dunaway over there in Eden, Texas. Said we're coming in loud and clear over in Eden tonight, and I appreciate that very much. Randy wanted to hear this great song that tells quite a story, and I think it's kind of the prayer that we all should have. A little song called Fallen Leaves here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show.
By the gravesite of a near forgotten man, on this cold November morning, here I stand, thinking of the friends he lost for love of gold. This story through the years has oftentimes been told. Falling leaves that lie scattered on the ground, the birds and flowers that were here cannot be found. All the friends that he once knew are not around. They're all scattered like the leaves upon the ground. Some folks drift along through life and never thrill to the feeling that a good deed brings, until it's too late and they are ready to lie down there beneath the leaves that's scattered on the ground. There's no use taking any gold. You cannot use it when it's time for hands to fold. When you leave this earth for a better home someday, the only thing you'll take is what you gave away. So Lord, let my eyes see every need of man. Make me stop and always lend a helping hand. When I'm laid beneath that little grassy mound, there'll be more friends around than leaves upon the ground.
Here's one going out to my friend Louise tonight. She loves this song called Fall Away.
Today, I noticed your hair is getting silvery too. And it thrilled me when you said why it was black just yesterday. But when you're happy, darling,
I'm hoping you can anyway. I sat here thinking about an old friend of mine by the name of Jimmy Jolly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if you might play an old song for me and him.
I'll sure try.
It's called Ride Out Your Dream. His name was Jimmy Jolly. I'd like to let it go out to Jimmy Jolly.
Was it Ride Out Your Storm, maybe?
Ride Out Your Storm or Ride Out Your Dream.
Okay.
All right, out one.
All right, well, I'll do it for you.
Would you do that for me and him?
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Tracy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're not alone. pickup and a card game in New Orleans. Lost my girl to a stranger in L.A. Left my dreams in a motel in Atlanta. And I lost my mind somewhere along the way. Can't you see? The good times, that old yearning in my soul chills my brain. The ashes of my years have been scattered by the laughter, lights, and wine of yesterday. So can't you see?
There's Daryl McCall for you here at KNEL. Speaking of Daryl McCall, it's always good when Daryl McCall drops by the radio station. Good afternoon, Daryl.
Hey, Tracy, good afternoon to you, too. I wouldn't miss this for nothing.
It's good to see you.
I'm glad to see you, too. I'm glad you're back home.
Well, I'm glad to be back home, and I'm glad that we're getting out and getting to do some stuff.
Yes. Boy, we had fun the last few weeks, didn't we?
We did. I mean, you talk about the fans. They came out.
Yeah. Boy, they did, didn't they?
Did it feel good to be back out on the stage?
My God, yes. It'd been, what, about 8 months since we'd sung.
I think June was your last date.
You know, the good Lord didn't tell me I had to quit singing when I got so old, you know. I'm still learning. No, I was so glad to see a lot of the fans that we've seen for so many years. Yeah. And they're still out there supporting it, you know.
Yeah. It's amazing, cause, and it has been. It's been tough. A year.
Yes.
We've been off for pretty much a year and not doing a whole lot.
Well,
and,
you're right.
And so it's kind of nice to be the gigs.
But, you know, I don't blame them a bit because you're one of the only people in the country music business that's playing the original country music.
Well, I appreciate
you know,
saying
they
that.
Just don't do that. Tracy, I love you to death.
Well, you too. And I tell you, when you took this stage the other day, I think you were a little – I don't mean to throw you under the bus. I think you were a little nervous.
Oh, I was. I hadn't sung for so long. I was on the matinee show.
Yeah.
Yeah, the matinee made me nervous.
And then you got out there and opened the mouth, and then it just all went away. You commanded that audience.
You
got to
tell a joke or two, you know. For...
Yeah, Mona said, he's all right now.
Yeah.
I said, he's got the schnauzer joke going. He's all right now.
They like the schnauzer joke.
Yeah. They do. That's right. So, well, a lot of things have changed in 60 years in this music business, hasn't it?
My God, yes. I've lost almost all my buddies, and, well, of course, the men that raised me in the music business, like Farron Young, Ray Price, Carl Smith, George Jones, people like this, I've lost them all.
Yeah.
But I have a million memories at the house.
Yeah.
No doubt. Really do.
Did you think you'd still be, back when you started in this business, of course, you were just a hungry kid. Did you think you'd still be performing and singing this many years later, Daryl?
I didn't think so, Trace. You know, I figured back when I was 20, 25 years old, I figured you got 50 years old, you're over the hill. I got 50, and I thought, I feel kind of like a kid again, you know?
Yeah.
60 came along. Oh, my God. What's wrong with 60? There's nothing wrong with 60. 70 came along. Well, there's nothing wrong with 70 either, yeah. You know?
Uh-huh.
It's just having fun.
Yes, for
and
sure.
It's being around the people you love and doing what you love to do.
Exactly.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
But boy, I'll tell you what, you make my day every day, Trace.
Oh, wow.
You're one of the best people that I've known in years. We just love you and Charla to death.
Well, I appreciate that. We feel the same way. You know
you're
that.
My favorite disc jockey. That's for sure.
Well, I tell you what, it's always a pleasure to have you stop by. And you've got somebody with you.
I got somebody that's kind of special to me with me. And this guy, I've known him since he was born, you know. That's what's funny. My little brother, Dennis
is here.
And what's really neat about this guy here, he just retired from the Grand Ole Opry, 35 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
Isn't that something?
That is pretty
Dennis
amazing.
Dennis McCall.
Yeah, Dennis, come join us over here. Dennis, yeah. Well,
I didn't know if you wanted me to use that big tall mic. I was going to say, have you seen me?
You should have seen Jimmy Dickens with
oh
that,
my
you
gosh.
Know? So, but Dennis, good to see you. You doing
good
all right?
Good to see you, buddy.
Good.
Yeah, I'm doing great now. I'm down here with my brother and you.
Well,
seeing people I love.
You know, I've got to ask, when you started in the music business yourself, mm-hmm. who was your influence?
Well, Daryl and Paul McCartney. Daryl brought me a guitar first, and I just tore it up. I was about 10.
Uh-huh.
And then the next year, he said, well, Dan, what do you want to play? And I'd seen the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. And I saw how those girls were screaming at Paul McCartney every time he'd do that little ooh thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I knew Daryl played bass.
Yeah.
So I said, I want to play bass like you and Paul McCartney do.
Wow.
That's that was my very first inspiration to learn to play the bass.
And when you talk about a range from Daryl McCall to Paul McCartney, that's kind of a range of different musical talents.
Well,
isn't
you know,
it?
Waylon, first time I ever saw Waylon was that he took me to the Louisville State or to the Kentucky State Fair in Louisville.
Yeah.
And I walked into the grounds, and Waylon was doing Norwegian Wood with the Lyle brothers. I don't know if you remember the Lyles brothers. They were from Phoenix area, three of them, Ray, Wes, and Gene Lyles. Mm-hmm. Played 12-string guitar and harmonica and lead guitar, Jaguar, Fender.
Wow.
And they were, and Waylon, they were all playing that lick, da-da-dun, da-da-dun, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, that's the coolest sound I've ever heard, you know.
Yeah.
And then Farron's bunch gets up, and they just knock it out on the country stuff. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to play music.
This is it.
I'm going to play some kind of music, you know.
Yeah. So you knew then that was going to be the rest of your life.
Yeah,
so.
And he encouraged me.
Yeah.
You know, he brought me the bass, and like I say, he brought me a guitar. He and a fellow named Earl Sinks, Earl Richards, brought me a little blue guitar. He'd bought it, and he and Earl had gone to work and fixed it up for me. And I loaned it out to people and broke the neck on it and broke strings and... He said, well, what do you want to play? And I said, well, let's try bass. That seems to be what all the ladies like. That.
Speaking of ladies, you spent some time with some of the most legendary ladies in country music.
I have, yes. Yep, I worked for I was with Barbara Mandrell for 5 years as far as working for a lady, particular lady.
And that was like at the height of her career.
Yeah, we were still working out some $1,500 dates and doing some $15,000 dates. You know, just depend on where we were. Irby'd book we'd be heading doing stuff with Haggard, opening for him, making some good money. And then Irby'd book a club in Shreveport, you know.
Yeah.
So we'd be working a bar somewhere down the road doing our club stuff, you know. Barbara was good in a club.
I sort of say, which was kind of good because you had to see both sides of the entertainer that way, you know.
Well, Barbara was an instrumentalist also. She could play banjo, steel, guitar, bass. I mean, she could play just anything she picked up.
Yeah.
Literally, you give her a little tutorial on it. I played a little bit of harmonica, very little, but I'd learn a song, you know. I wasn't one that could just grab a harmonica and just play unless it was blues.
Yeah.
But as far as just learning to play, so she learned how to do Big Boss Man.
Oh,
I taught her the bass line on that and the harmonica part on it, and she was I mean, she'd just knock me out of the way and play my bass. Wow. And then she'd take a harmonica and just play the fire out of it, you know.
Yeah.
She was something else.
An entertainer's entertainer.
And the entertainer's entertainer. I've heard a lot of entertainers say that.
Yeah.
Said we always knew when we were working with Barbara to bring our A game because she was going to knock them out, you know.
How did you get the Opry gig? Of course, you were part of the Carole Singers.
The Opry gig was part of Barbara's success because she was working so much. And I had a new wife and a young baby, you know. I'd been married to Colleen 2 years at that time. And our little boy was a year old. And so I was, she'll probably correct me on that. I can't remember. Anyway, we were legal. Let me put it that way. Yeah. We had a baby a year after we got married. But anyway, little old Jarrett, and it was hard to leave him and hard to leave her. Of course, you can tell your wife I'll be back in 6 weeks, but you can't tell a little boy that, you know.
Yeah.
And it just got too hard, and I told her, we came back from, we'd done Switzerland and England with the Oak Ridge Boys and Roy Clark, and I said, Irby's booked some stuff along with, I can't remember the fellow's name that was booking us at the time. He was a big, big agent. But he had also booked some things, so we were going to come home from there and do 5 weeks before we'd already been out too. And I told Colleen, I said, can I quit the road?
Yeah.
She said, well, yeah. She said, we'll make it work, you know. We'd got our bills down to where we could, they were lower than what they'd been.
Yeah.
You know, a new couple still has a lot of bills.
Sure.
But I got a gig cleaning carpets. I went to the church and looked on the bulletin board and saw a carpet cleaner assistant needed. So I ended up doing Oriental rugs for White Way cleaners. Uh-huh. And then Carol Lee, Glenn Davis, and Connie Smith told Carol Lee, said, you know, Dennis is getting off the road. And we'd all gone to church together. And said, he's a good singer, you know. I mean, that's their words, not mine.
Yeah.
And Carol Lee said, well, I love Dennis. I see him all the time with Barbara at the Opry, and I've seen him with Charlie at the Opry. I know he said he'd probably fit right in. So that's how I got the gig. She approached me at church, or I think she actually called me, and I turned her down. Because I was waiting on a truck driving gig. Between Birmingham and Nashville. Norlee said, who was that? I said, that was Carol from the Opry. She offered me a job singing out there, baritone tenor. I said, well, take it. I said, I thought you wanted me to be home on. Said, no, take it. Call her back and tell her you wanted that. I said, okay. Enough said.
And 35 years later.
35 years later. Uh-huh. Yeah, I just, it was 2015. It's been 6 years I've been gone.
Yeah.
March 2015, I told Carol Lee, I said, well, I told the Opry. Carol Lee had already left in 2011. And I told the Opry, I said, this is my last night. I didn't give them any warning because I didn't want to have to, you know. I said, look, I told Steve Gibson, I said, anybody doing this job, you can't learn it. Yeah. It's on the job training.
Sure.
Yes.
Because you're walking to the stage and somebody says, sing with me on this. And you say, okay, where on the verses? Sing the last line of the verse and the choruses with me, or do some oohs or something on there. And we'd actually arrange the song in the hall on the way to the stage to do it, or as we're doing the song.
And you worked with literally everybody in the country.
Anybody that
wanted
us, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We were there for Garth and Trisha's first thing, and Garth used us every time. We did worked a few different songs with Brad Paisley. We did. Of course, we did all the old, my favorites, all the, you know, Charlie Walker and all the Billy Walker and all the Walkers that came out there.
Yeah.
Ray Pillow and Roy Acuff. And me and Daryl were talking about Bill Carlisle. I don't think anybody was funnier than him.
Jumping Bill Carlisle. Yeah.
He was something else.
Do you miss the Opry?
Oh, I miss that Opry. The new Opry, you know, I'm not going to razz nobody, and everybody's trying to quarrel looking for a nut, you know, but I'm not into the kind of music that they're doing on there. Every once in a while, there'll be some artists on there I really like, but it's not what I grew up listening to, and it's not what I started singing with. Back when I started there, it was country.
Yeah.
You know, you had a few country pop types.
Well, sure.
But, you know, that it was... it was way more country than it is now.
I saw an old Opry schedule this weekend from the, this is from the 90s even. Yeah. It was like, I mean, it's like everybody was an Opry, you know, Hank Snow, oh, Emily yeah. Cooper, Justin Tubb, Jack Green, Billy Walker, as you said, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was like all the Opry, Bill Carlisle, all the Opry members were on, Skeeter Davis, all these folks that, Jan Howard, Gene Shepherd, all these people that night. Now, I hate to say it, you get an Opry schedule, and most of them aren't even Opry members.
No, they're, and, yes. and you don't know who they are.
I know.
They yeah. know, obviously really know sad. Somebody.
Yeah.
But it's it used to be the Opry members all got the first pick.
Yeah.
You know, the first call, I mean.
It's not that way anymore. Mm-mm.
No, they just, and, they'll book people on there that had a record out.
Yeah. And I love the Opry so much. And
oh,
you
I do,
too. But
yeah.
It just it's not the same.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't have a business had it not been for the Opry.
That's true.
And, you know, everybody's feeling their way through these times, I
they
guess.
Are. But. Well, Dennis, I appreciate you coming by.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you dragging Daryl. We never see Daryl unless you come by.
I don't know if that's true. He'd be down here all the time if he could.
I'd be down here
I know
all the time.
I know he would, and it's so good.
I listen to you all the time.
Well, it's so good to have you guys with us here, and got to get a photo opportunity while you're there with those McCall boys. Yeah. And I hope you'll come back and see us real soon.
We will. We sure will.
Dennis McCall, Daryl McCall, love you guys.
Thanks,
love
Tracy.
You, Tracy.
Love you,
speaking
buddy.
Of the McCalls, we're going to get the McCall Tabernacle Choir here to do this one with Diane. We're going to bring Sister in here,
cool.
Okay?
Yeah,
we'll do one called Reach Out That Your Mother Wrote.
Yeah, Mom
yes.
wrote that.
Yes.
Yes, she
sure
did. There's one from Diane McCall for you this afternoon. There's all the McCalls for you with one called Reach Out. Good little tune from all the McCall family. Hey, stick around for the next hour of the Hits Radio Show. More requests and dedications coming up. Here's Charlie Walker.
Let's go fishing, boys and girls.
Yeah, let's do it.
The weather's nice and they sure looking bright. They're jumping in the lake, so let's don't hesitate. Let's go fishing, boys and girls are biting.
We'll comb our hair and drive real quickly uptown. We'll take the red convertible with the top down. For what I've got in mind, we'll have to test our line. If we use the wrong bait, we'll get let down. So let's go fishing, boys, the girls are biting. The weather's nice and they sure look inviting. They're jumping in the lake, so let's don't hesitate. Let's go fishing, boys, the girls are biting. Leave your rod at home and take some cash to carry. For girls, a tackle box ain't necessary. You won't need a hook, we ain't a fishing by the book. And if we catch a nice one, we'll get married. So let's go fishing, boys, the girls are biting. The weather's nice and they sure look inviting.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.